Echoes of 1997. What Steve Jobs' WWDC Fireside Chat can teach today's leaders in 2025 Mark Vina YouTube is a wonderful tool. I frequently stumble across a video that makes me pause and think about things. This happened to me a few days ago when I stumbled across Steve Jobs' famous keynote speech in 1997 during his return to Apple after being banished in 1985. In 1997, Apple was on the brink of collapse, hemorrhaging money, losing market share, and plagued by internal confusion. It was against this backdrop that Steve Jobs returned to the company he co-founded, appearing on stage at WWDC in what would later be remembered not as a typical keynote, but as a pivotal fireside chat. Unscripted, candid, and at times combative, Jobs outlined a new philosophy for Apple that abandoned flashy distractions in favor of ruthless focus, product excellence, and end-to-end customer experience. 28 years later, Apple is among the most valuable and influential companies on the planet. The journey from that 1997 moment to Apple in 2025 is not just a story of new products. It's a lesson in organizational clarity, customer-centric innovation, and leadership courage. Jobs' remarks remain a rich blueprint for today's leaders, especially those navigating complexity, disruption, and change. 1. Focus is saying no. A lesson in strategic clarity, one of the most memorable lines from Jobs' talk was, "Focusing is about saying no." Jobs' comment wasn't metaphorical. It directly responded to Apple's bloated and fragmented product strategy at the time. Jobs criticized the company's engineering management, describing teams working in 18 different directions, producing products that lack cohesion. In 2025, Apple still lives by this mantra. Its tightly integrated product ecosystem, from iPhone and Mac to Apple Watch and Vision Pro, demonstrates strategic discipline. Unless it can lead, the company doesn't chase every trend. It prioritizes fewer, better products over fragmented lines. For business leaders today, the takeaway is clear. Complexity dilutes impact. The courage to streamline is often the catalyst for reinvention. 2. Build from the customer backward. Jobs warned against starting with technology and figuring out how to sell it. "You got to start with the customer experience and work backwards to the technology," he said. This customer-first perspective wasn't just a platitude. It became the organizing principle of Apple's future success. Fast forward to 2025, and Apple remains synonymous with frictionless design. Whether it's Face ID, seamless device pairing, or on-device AI, the experience comes first. Apple's refusal to release generative AI until it could do so privately, securely, and elegantly reflects this ongoing commitment. Today's leaders should ask, are we building what's possible or what's needed? In an era of AI hype and digital transformation, Jobs' approach urges us to resist novelty for novelty's sake. Instead, anchor innovation in customer reality. 3. Integration as a competitive advantage at WWDC. Jobs was unapologetic about Apple's vertical integration. "We control the product design from end to end. It's one of our great advantages." He saw Apple's control over hardware, software, and user interface not as a constraint, but as a differentiator. Apple's evolution since proves this right. The M-series chips, Vision Pro with its custom R1 processor, and Apple Silicon across product lines are all proof points. No competitor controls the stack the way Apple does. This attribute enables performance optimization, tighter security, and a superior user experience. The lesson for modern enterprises, especially in platform-based industries, is clear. Owning more of the value chain can unlock sustainable differentiation if managed well. The key lies in balancing integration with innovation agility. 4. Don't build to defeat the competition. Build to serve the user. Jobs was adamant that Apple's goal wasn't to defeat Microsoft. It's incredibly stupid for Apple to get in a position where for Apple to win, Microsoft has to lose, he said. He urged developers to move past holy war mindsets and instead build superior products based on their merit. Apple's post-1997 strategy reflects this principle. The company formed a critical alliance with Microsoft in 1997, even while charting a unique course with macOS, iOS, and now VisionOS. Today, Apple partners with competitors like Google and OpenAI while retaining its core differentiators like privacy, security, and design. Modern leadership takeaway: define your value independently of your rivals. Market obsession leads to reactive decisions. Jobs teaches us to root strategy in customer needs, not competitor moves. 5. Reinvention comes from bold cultural change. Jobs spoke about the lousy engineering management that had plagued Apple, emphasizing that technology alone couldn't save a company. It required operational and cultural reform. He personally helped restructure Apple into a functionally organized company, bringing in leaders like John Rubinstein and Avi Tavanian. This internal transformation laid the groundwork for Apple's resurgence. In 2025, Apple will still be known for its tight leadership structure, long-tenure executives, and focused decision-making. It has avoided the organizational bloat and misaligned incentives that plague many tech giants. Today's leaders often focus on product change but ignore culture. Jobs reminds us, sustainable innovation demands a re-architecture of how teams operate, communicate, and prioritize. 6. Complexity is the enemy of productivity. One of Jobs' most insightful moments was his comment on software development. The way you get programmer productivity is by eliminating lines of code. He argued that complexity, not lack of talent, was the true barrier to innovation. Apple's design ethos reflects this. It builds tools, APIs, and SDKs that reduce developer overhead. Its consumer products strip away complexity through UI, automation, or seamless syncing. In an age where digital transformation is riddled with integration layers, sprawling tech stacks, and AI over engineering, Jobs' insight remains urgent. Real innovation is simplicity in disguise. Businesses must constantly ask, are we making things more straightforward or complicated? 7. Timing matters more than vision. Jobs addressed the hype around intelligent agents and predicted their eventual value, but he cautioned against betting the company on speculative research. Instead, he advocated doubling down on known opportunities in connectivity, software development, and user experience. This attitude defined Apple's go-to-market strategy for decades. It has rarely been first a category, but when it enters, it often dominates. Think iPod, iPhone, Apple Watch, and now Vision Pro. Apple takes its time, solves real user pain points, and launches only when it's ready to scale. Modern executives enamored with emerging tech should take heed. Jumping on trends for fear of missing out can backfire. Jobs teaches us to trust the value of readiness over hype. Final reflections. The 1997 blueprint still holds. Jobs' 1997 WWDC chat wasn't about flashy product demos or stock price promises. It was a philosophical declaration that technology should serve the user, that companies should operate with moral and strategic clarity, and that greatness comes from knowing what not to do. In 2025, we live in a business climate shaped by AI disruption, post-pandemic shifts, and economic uncertainty. Jobs' guidance resonates now more than ever. Focus on fewer, better things build from user experience backward, lead with values. Not just features, simplify. Don't over-engineer, control the things that matter. It would be a mistake to view Steve Jobs as the infallible oracle of technology that his legacy has sometimes been mythologized into. Early in his career, Jobs was known for a volatile management style, intense, often abrasive, and prone to alienating colleagues, an approach that would likely clash with the more collaborative and emotionally intelligent leadership expectations of 2025. Yet, despite these flaws, Jobs made a singular contribution to business and technology, blending design, functionality, and vision in ways that reshaped entire industries. Few figures in the last century have left such a lasting imprint on how we live, communicate, and interact with technology. Indeed, Apple's rebirth wasn't a fluke. It resulted from disciplined choices, courageous leadership, and unrelenting focus on quality. The lesson for today's business leaders is timeless. Great companies don't follow trends. They follow truth. And the truth, as Jobs knew, always begins and ends with the customer. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mart's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes, Com, and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.